Okay, let's head out to Castlemaine and say good morning to the CEO of the Mount Alexander Shire, Darren Fuzzard. Darren, good morning to you.
Good morning, Robbo.
Let's get into matters of local council community projects to build social connections during COVID-19. How are they coming along?
Going well, Robbo. So that's part of a state government initiative called the Community Activation and Social Isolation Initiative, which has got the acronym CASIS, thank goodness.
Right, yeah, I was going to say rolls off the tongue really nicely, that does.
Yes, it does. It is a great initiative though, Rob, I have to say. Thanks to the state government for that one. It's got us partnering with a variety of local organisations to deliver quite a few different community projects over the next 6 months. It's really, really wide variety of projects, Rob, cultural ones, artistic, social and wellbeing activities, all of course aimed to address the impacts of COVID-19 restrictions that have happened on our community. Just a few of them for you, Robbo. We've got the creation of a space for people to meet while they're doing their craft activities. There's street musicians and roving performances to start reactivating our town. There's informal walks in Malden to bring people together, and I think they're themed as well, so that sounds like a bit of fun.
Yeah.
And the development of a reference card for community members to help people who need support with their mental health, mental well-being, Robbo, knowing where to find that help. So that's just some of the many projects. We're really hoping that they're going to inspire people in our community to get out, connect with others as restrictions on social gatherings start to ease, Robbo. And you can get a full list of the projects via our website, the Mount Alexander website. Look up CASI, C-A-S-I. Or if people want to have a chat with someone, give Mel Fowler, our wonderful CASI community connector, a call on 1-800-512-446.
Okay. Now, with the election forthcoming, we're sort of into caretaker mode with the councils now, yeah?
We are indeed, Robbo. So that's as of 12 o'clock today. All of the councils, of course, have to go into what's known as caretaker mode, and that stays in place until 6 p.m. on election day, which is Saturday the 24th of October. And that's really there to make sure that all of the elections are open and fair for all of the candidates, both sitting councillors and the would-be councillors. So we're legally bound during that time, Robbo, not to publish anything that may be seen to help or to hinder candidates. So I mention this because our residents might notice some changes to the media that we put out and how we're communicating during that time. So just be aware of that. But, Robbo, just say... we're still there to answer customer queries via our usual customer service channel. So everything else is as it has been, but we do just have to be careful in how we put out communications to the community for the next month or so.
Yeah. And so does that give you a few weeks where you don't have councillors bugging the shizen out of you on a daily basis, eh?
It's a strange time, I tell you, Robbo. Yeah, the 4 weeks of caretaker, and then it's about 3 weeks this time. Up to 3 weeks before we might have a new council in place. So, Yeah, very strange time for us.
Yeah. Now, supermarket planning permit applications have been taken in by the council.
Yes. Again, is the rest of that sentence, Robert. So we've got a revised planning permit application for a supermarket development on the former gasworks site in Castlemaine. This is something that's been going around for a very long time. The application proposes a supermarket with a floor area of about 3,300 square metres, and it's got two shops, including a bottle shop, car parking, and then there's the landscaping and the roadworks. Now, we mention this because Council originally approved a planning permit for a supermarket development on that site in April 2018. It was about half the size at that time, but since that time, the developer's been purchasing up neighbouring properties to expand the proposed site. So these plans submitted with the application indicate that it is a Woolworths supermarket, and we want to make sure everybody's aware of that planning application. And anyone who's interested can find out a lot more about it by going to the council website again, Mount Alexander's website, and putting green light, and that's in the planning section of our website. And you can find out all the details there. And submissions are open at the moment, Robbo, and we're expecting to get a lot, both in favour and against. And people can lodge those either via Greenlight on the website, or they can just send them in writing to our Shire offices.
Okay. And that is where we will have to leave it for this morning. Darren, listen, thanks for that. Have a great week, and look forward to chatting again next week.
Pleasure, Robbo. Thanks very much.
All the best. I'll let you know how the cats are getting on.